You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Two down, bottom nine, 6-4 Red Sox. Tying run at the plate. Pitch is a high fly into left field. Duran, though, has room. Backing up to his left. He's there to make the play, and the ball game is over. The Red Sox come to D.C., and they sweep the Nationals in the nation's capital. They're back above 500. Rafaela and Story homer to back Garrett Crochet, and the Red Sox roll in Washington.
High noon, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. Don't sleep on the Red Sox, Keith. Don't you dare.
I'm not. I'm wide awake.
5 out of 6.
Rolling.
Sweeping D.C.
Yeah.
Offense rolling.
Yes.
Big week. Big week. They got 3 with the Rockies at Fenway. 4 more against Tampa this weekend. And then it's the All-Star break. And I feel like we ride this roller coaster with the Red Sox. And maybe, just maybe, I'm falling for it again. Wouldn't be the first time. But they're back a game over 500. They are 2.5 out of a wild card spot. You said this earlier, Keith. There's no one to leapfrog. It's just them.
Nope.
Next up in that wild card spot. They're back to 500 without Devers. Oh, by the way, they're 9-9 since the trade. A lot of those wins are recent, obviously.
Yeah.
But maybe they're figuring a little something out. They're about to get Bregman back, you'd hope. Yoshida, maybe reinforcements at the trade deadline. I don't know. It feels like arrow pointing up. Is that a mistake to buy it?
No, not a mistake. I don't think it's a mistake. And it's funny, the teams that they are looking up at, they've played pretty well against. Seattle, New York, Tampa Bay, those teams that are in front of them, or at least recently, they've played well against those teams. And right now you're saying they need to take advantage of the bad teams, which unfortunately they haven't been able to do. They just did against Washington, so that's great. Washington's a last-place team. They just swept them, so that's good. You're going to play maybe the worst team in the history of baseball. When it's all said and done, they might be the worst in the 500 years of Major League Baseball. This might be the worst team, the Colorado Rockies.
Who, again, they're a minus 229, I think. I don't have it in front of me. Run differential, if I remember that right. It's on pace to be by far the worst in modern baseball history, meaning since 1900.
Just trash.
Yeah.
And then you have a 4-game series going into the All-Star break against Tampa Bay, and depending on how that series goes, you might pass them to take a wild card spot in that very series. Like, they're one of the teams that's in front of you. So, yeah, I'm not saying the team is a wagon and, like, put all your money on them making the playoffs, but we've been pretty optimistic about them most of the year. Trust me, they've had their big-time issues.
They've mostly let me down, but yes.
They have.
Yeah.
But they have a Cy Young candidate. They have a lights-out closer, and unfortunately, they have like a real streaky offense, which you saw it against Washington. Great. They scored 27 runs or whatever it was in 3 games. They've also had series where they score 4 or 5 runs, and they're scraping together games with 2, 3, 4 hits. You're like, all right, I don't really know what this team is. But right now, you have a couple of guys kind of carrying their offense, and Sadon Rafaela, Trevor Story. You have sort of the anticipation of Alex Bregman coming back at some point. Guy's an all-star, by the way. And then some of these young guys, they're like, if they can kind of get going or even have streaky kind of weeks themselves, will that be enough? Not that they're an all-time team, but can they be better than the Mariners? Can they be better than the Tampa Bay Rays? Yeah, I think so. Because to me, that's the cutoff. Like, just get into the playoffs. Get back to the playoffs for the first time in 5 years. Can you do that? I would say yes.
You're 3.5 back of Tampa. You're 2.5 back of Seattle. You're 3.5 back, as you said, with New York. Against Seattle this year, they're 500, 3-3. I think they're done with the Mariners, right?
I think they are.
Tampa, they're 4-2. Yankees, they won 5 out of 6.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I don't think any of that's crazy to say they're going to turn it around. I guess the one thing you could throw in my face is every time they have a little upswing,
100%,
I buy in.
Yep.
Then there's another downswing right around the corner. And, you know, Sam Kennedy said, you'll hear it coming up, he said this last week on this radio station, at the final Greg Hill Roadshow last week up on Lake Winnipesaukee, they got to play better baseball to be all in at the trade deadline. And so they're playing better baseball. And I just wouldn't dismiss this weekend because the Rockies stink. I'm sorry, because the Nationals stink, rather. They have had trouble with the Angels and the White Sox of the world.
They don't just get automatic wins.
They haven't beaten up on the teams they should. This weekend they did. Hopefully that continues against the Rockies. And then let's let it shake out against Tampa this weekend heading into the All-Star break. But I don't think there's any reason, based on the way they're playing lately, to rule them out. We were all down on the offense. How are they going to score without Rafael Devers? All of a sudden, they're sixth in baseball in runs scored. And it feels like the lineup has a little depth to it because Rafael is going. Story's going. Anthony is figuring it out. Maybe you'll get Bregman and Yoshida and guys like this back. Abreu's already back. It feels like all of a sudden there's a little bit of depth to their lineup where that just a couple weeks ago felt like there was nothing there.
And also, you know, on the other side of it, Lucas Giolito's pitched pretty well as of late. So it's not just a one-man rotation, which at times it sort of has felt like. And so if you have another arm or even two that is sort of helping out, that goes a long way. You wonder, like, they were really bad in the month of May. They were 6 games under .500 in May. They were 5 up in April. They were 2 up in June, and they're currently already 3 up in July. So is May sort of an outlier?
They were 5 games over .500 in April.
They were 16-11, so they got off to a bad March.
Oh, okay.
So that's
sorry.
Why the
so
number.
I was
separating that. I'm just doing calendar.
So bad March, bad May.
Bad March.
Look out for the M months.
Right.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. So those are done.
There's no more of those, right? I'm just going through it quick.
August? No. August.
Okay.
No, but I'm just saying, like, is that going to be sort of the out? Like, March was, you know, that was when Devers was 0-for with 1,000 strikeouts, and they just got off to a terrible start. But then April, they kind of righted the ship a little bit, and then they're out to a good start right now.
That's a good way of thinking about it.
Maybe it's a horrible month.
Winning record in April, winning record in June. Off to a good start in July.
I'll take it.
Maybe May was the outlier where, you know, your Rafael Devers was being a baby and acting up.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a direct correlation to it, quite frankly.
And so they've also, speaking of Devers, they were on kind of a high note, right? They had just swept the Yankees. They had gotten above .500, and then they trade him away. And you're like, it was shocking to everybody, whether you liked it, hated it, or whatever. Like, it was surprising, the timing. And then they win their first game after that, and you're like, oh, they're not going to have any problems. And then they did. They had plenty of problems, and they couldn't score runs, and they were losing games. They got swept by the Angels, and it was kind of a mess. But since then, maybe they've played enough games now. Have they kind of righted the ship where it's like, all right, this is what our team is, and the Devers stuff, like, we're not being asked about Devers anymore. Cora's not being asked about Devers anymore, and we can kind of, like, really push forward without this guy in the clubhouse anymore. Or even the conversation around it is kind of gone.
Yeah. I mean, I do feel like that's quieted out for sure. I have one gripe about yesterday. You know, Friday and Saturday were pretty easy wins. You look at their bullpen now, Keith, and they have some flexibility. Cora's done this a couple of times with Chapman.
Yeah.
Where you could bring him in the eighth. They did that yesterday. They brought him in to face James Wood, who's an all-star.
Yeah.
They made sure to do that.
Then, here comes Jordan Hicks.
Then they brought in Jordan Hicks.
Here comes the Hickster.
Which, you know, he got the save yesterday, but it was far from easy. He got Josh Bell the line out on a bullet.
Yeah.
He then walked the next batter. He got a strikeout, but then mixed in a wild pitch, RBI single.
Harrison Hicks. They both suck.
I mean, it was just
probably right.
Absolute. Roller coaster's probably too strong, but a bit of a tightrope act yesterday out of Jordan Hicks.
Yeah.
But okay.
Lock that save down, though.
They're feeling some ability to move around Aroldis Chapman and match up at the end of games. The problem is, who's going to come? Weissert continues to just get his face ripped off.
Yeah, not
and
great.
So I think you look at that yesterday, maybe there's a little gripe there. Their last loss against the Reds, the only loss in these last six, was brutal.
That's tough. They should have, right.
Where they still can't field or throw to bases or even know which base to throw to. Like, they're still confused by that. But in general, the arrow seems like it's pointing up on this team. And it's a portion of the schedule that they should be able to take advantage of. If they can actually take advantage of the schedule, they haven't been good enough to do that earlier this year. If they can actually take advantage of the schedule, that would be a sign of maybe some progress from this team.
Yeah, no, it is. And I think, like you said, they're 3.5 games back of the Yankees and the Rays, who are currently tied for second. You know, the Blue Jays have just gone on this crazy winning streak, and they've taken off. They're in first place. But the Yankees were way out in front of everybody for the longest time. Now they're sinking like a stone.
Yep.
And when they played the Red Sox head-to-head, and the Red Sox are part of the reason why the Yankees have been a mess as of late, you just looked at their lineup and you looked at their rotation. You're like, how do they even win all these games? Like, there's not a lot of great teams in baseball, let alone in the American League. I mean, I guess you would look at the Tigers, Astros, Blue Jays, like the three division winners, like they're or leaders, pretty good teams. But then after that, it should be wide open, and the Red Sox should be right in that mix.
Text line asks, how about some credit for Alex Cora? I fired him earlier this year. Fired him in the past.
Yeah, he did. Yep.
He was on the hot seat this year.
Oh, hot seat. The seat was hot.
How about some credit for Cora for the turnaround, navigating the waters after the Devers trade? That's fair to give him some credit if you want.
Yeah, I will. I mean, they bottomed out. Maybe that was a bottoming out when they were, you know, losing to Devers and the Giants and getting swept by the Angels. Maybe that was that. I'd be happy to give him more credit these next seven games and how they go. So 3 with the Rockies, 3 with the Rays. I think you kind of need to go 5-2.
4 with the Rays. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But 5-2. You're right.
Right, 5-2.
Yeah.
So
seven total games. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
5+2. So if they go 5-2, no matter how you slice it, I'd be like, all right, now you're what, 4 games over 500 at the All-Star break? My guess is you're not going to be any worse than where you are. Maybe you're even a game out of a wild card spot. Then I'll say, all right, yeah, Cora kind of weathered the storm. Like, he didn't do a very good job with the Devers thing. Like, that was kind of, it kind of became a giant mess in large part because of him, but that's over with. That's behind you. He's gone. You still have a whole season to play. How do you do with it? And if they're at that spot, at that point, I'd give him more credit.
So the question again becomes, how do they approach the trade deadline? And you guys can weigh in on this. 617-779-7937. You know, what do they do leading up to the deadline? Sam Kennedy said last week it's going to matter how they play going into the All-Star break. The name that continues to be out there, and this was over the weekend from Bob Nightingale, it was again today from Jason Stark, the idea that Jarren Duran is a piece that teams are lining up and looking at as arguably the best outfielder that could move at the deadline. We go back to some of those top deadline name lists from The Athletic, and from Jeff Passan, he was one or two on those lists. So people are bracing for that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I guess if you're getting a real return, the way Jason Stark made it sound is that it wasn't a fire sale. It was more reorganizing your roster to get it to fit, which I would take as you're trading Duran. You're going to play Anthony, Rafaela, and Abreu every day in the outfield, and you're going to get some pitching help. I could talk myself into it. I don't want them just to sell him just to move on and bring in some prospects, and there's going to be a lot of eyes on Craig Breslow at this trade deadline. He had a pretty good offseason. People didn't want to give him any credit for it. He's had a good offseason.
Yeah, yeah.
He had a terrible, terrible trade deadline last year where he tried to buy in a small way, and it blew up in his face.
Terrible, yeah.
He's got to do better with that this year, but that's if ownership and Sam Kennedy let him add. They should be adding to this team.
Yeah, and if you're going to add something of consequence, it feels like it's going to be a top prospect, which I don't know if they want to dip back into that. Right, and first of all, your top prospects now are actually at the major league level, so it'd be like the next wave down.
Right.
And you already traded Kyle Teal.
I think Breslow would – Kyle Teal's the perfect name to bring up. I think Breslow would do that.
Would he trade the password?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think he might
have to because there's a log jam in outfield.
Yeah, a lot of outfielders.
A lot of outfielders. But that's also where Jaren Duran, so right, it's either a top prospect or it's a guy that is on your major league roster, which they didn't do last year. So they brought in all these players, but it was all prospects for the most part we hadn't heard of. Or and certainly wasn't anybody off the active roster. So if you trade Jaren Duran and you get prospects back, then that is a sign of, all right, you're not buying on this team at all. Like you're kind of, in fact, selling on the team. But if you bring back another player of significance, like a number two starter behind Garrett Crochet, then all right, that means you really truly believe in Roman Anthony for this season, and you think that you're better off in the long run to do this because, you know, what is Jaren Duran? Like last year, electric. He was your leadoff hitter every single game. He was an all-star. He was the all-star game MVP and finished eighth in the MVP. This year, barely an average player. You're moving him out of the leadoff spot some nights. He's shaky in the field. He's running into outs. So are you projecting him to go back to form, or is this the form? Like I wonder how Breslow really feels about Duran. We know that he said Cassis was a 41-10 guy.
True.
I don't know what he really thinks Duran is.
But it sounds like there's a market for him, right?
Which means at least with the Padres, that name comes up a lot.
But he was number one on the athletic trade list. Yeah, he was number two on Passan's list after Bregman. So it does sound like there's a market, which to me makes me want to bet on the side of him bouncing back. It sounds like teams are lining up to bet on a bounce back. Maybe they just think they're buying low.
Right.
But if you think you're buying low, you think there's more there.
But if you get like a stud pitcher back.
Yeah. By the way, that's not Alcantara. I said this earlier.
Shelled, apparently.
I thought he had started to turn it around. Wrong.
Yeah.
So he's been bad. I mentioned when we talked about the approach for the Red Sox on the clock a couple of weeks ago, Edward Cabrera is an interesting name in Miami. He's pitched well. We've talked about the Seattle pitchers. You went through the San Diego pitchers earlier today, Keith.
If they got Nick Pavetta back, and he is having a good year.
He is.
Demoralizing with that.
I want nothing to do with Nick Pavetta.
That'd be devastating. So, yeah, I mean, you asked me a couple of months ago, I would have been like, no way in hell do you trade Jaren Duran. Now I'm at least more open to it depending on what the return is. But I'm not just like, I'm not trading him because you're like, man, we got three other good outfielders. Well, like based off of last year, he should be the best of those four, at least for this year and maybe even next, right? Until whenever you think Roman Anthony's really ready to kind of take off. But like you can't ignore the fact that, you know, his OPS is under 100 points lower than what it was last year. You know, he's on pace for half as many home runs as he was last year. And he's regressed in the field.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. And it's like it's not like he's running the bases well or fielding well to make up for weathering the storm on underachieving at the plate. He's doing all those things worse.
Right.
So, yeah, I would say none of that's ideal. I'm not selling him just to sell. But if you're telling me I can get a stud pitcher, I get it. Because it also lets you play the same configuration in the outfield every day.
Yep.
You can still mix in Ref Snyder here and there. You know, I'm sure whenever Christian Campbell comes back, if he comes back, You know, he's going to mix in somewhere, maybe in the outfield, maybe in the first base mix as well. You want some maybe you want some flexibility at DH with him. Never mind Yoshida coming back. And that's not, by the way, to do
first base.
Not to do, by the way, what I think they're going to do, Keith. And you said this earlier, and it's accurate. What I think they're going to do to justify not buying at the trade deadline, or what I'm afraid they're going to do, is what I was just saying. You should add on top of the return of Bregman, the return of Yoshida, Campbell coming back
Kyle
up from
Harrison.
Worcester, Harrison yeah. on the pitching side. You should be looking to add independent
of
all that. But I am worried, embracing for that to be justification for not doing anything at the deadline. That flood of names between Worcester and the IL coming back to help the team.
I also wonder at some point, if these guys all stay healthy, is there a breaking point for Cora, maybe even more so than Breslow, with those outfielders? So right now, like having four, what you consider four everyday outfielders, and trying to like mix and match, and be like, well, it's a lefty, so we can kind of change up a little bit versus getting those guys consistent regular at bats, right? Because yesterday, Abreu doesn't get the start, but then he comes in, he's a pinch hitter later in the game. So I wonder if that's just kind of more of a pain, because it's easy for us to be like, good problem to have. You have four outfielders. It's like, well, yeah, but when are they all going to play?
And I think the logic applies to the Devers trade as well, where it's just like Devers became a headache for everybody, including Cora, who I think was refusing to get involved in it for a long time.
Yeah.
But he became a headache. And figuring out who's playing and keeping everybody happy might be a bit of that's the job for Cora, but it would make his job easier to move on from that. And I am somewhat confident in Roman Anthony now, Keith. We for a while were tracking.
Oh, yeah, no.
Is he going to hit 200? Is he even going to be hitting
now.
Over 100?
Yeah,
it's
hot.
Like, okay, now that looks like a guy who actually belongs, and he's not riding that roller coaster of, are you a major leaguer yet, or do you need more seasoning in AAA like Christian Campbell? I feel like Meyer's walking that line right now, too.
Yeah.
So Anthony, I feel pretty confident in. Maybe they've seen enough where that makes Duran expendable in the right trade, but their approach over the next couple of weeks is very interesting, and it's fully informed by how they play against Colorado and Tampa Bay. If they continue to play well, it's going to be hard to justify not adding at the trade deadline.
I don't know if you agree with this at all. Text line says, Duran's performance this year has probably been impacted by all the trade rumors, switching outfield positions, and being moved up and down the lineup.
No, I think
all
those other
stuff,
things were because he wasn't hitting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I feel like the trade rumors didn't start at the beginning of the year.
I mean, there were some in the offseason, but it didn't feel any with real traction.
Yeah, it didn't feel like anything really was going to happen. And then I don't think he moved up and down the lineup until
they traded Devers.
Well, they traded Devers,
but
also
when he was not hitting leadoff anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also he started
the production
to suck.
Wasn't as good.
Exactly.
And he played left and center last year and didn't really have a problem with that, right? That was one of the guys that we sort of cited during the whole Devers drama. It was like every guy on the team, including Duran, who was better than you last year, was moving positions, you know, all the time.
Yeah, I'm with you, Keith. I think he was dropped in the order because of his lack of production, not that affected him and hurt his production. And if it did, oh, by the way, then that says something about him. 617-779-7937. You guys can discuss the direction of the Red Sox heading into the trade deadline. Should they be buying? Should they be selling? And they do have three all-stars that they can thump their chest about, or at least someone can thump their chest about. We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Red Sox completed the weekend sweep over the Nationals with yesterday's 6-4 win in Washington. Garrett Crochet earned the win, giving up only two runs and striking out seven in five innings of action. After being swept by the Red Sox, the Nationals fired head coach Dave Martinez and general manager Mike Rizzo. Sox return home tonight to begin a seven-game homestand with a three-game series against the Colorado Rockies. First pitch is at 7:10. You can either call the game with Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Richard Fitz gets the start for Boston in the series opener against Colorado's Austin Gomber. Don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show with Christian Arcand at 6:10. It was announced yesterday that Garrett Crochet, Aroldis Chapman, and Alex Bregman were named to the American League All-Star team. The All-Star game is next Tuesday in Atlanta. The Kevin Durant trade to the Houston Rockets is official as part of the NBA's first ever 7-team trade, and the U.S. men's national soccer team fell 2-1 to Mexico in the finals of the CONCACAF Gold Cup tournament. Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank. Member FDIC and DIF. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
WEEI.
WEEI. New England Sports Original.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.